call themselves
Heroes Asylum?
Welcome everybody to Heroes Asylum issue 155. Sorry, I was trying to bring down the music. It just like kept getting louder. I'm like, no, stop. Oh, welcome to issue 155. Hope you guys are doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. It's been a hectic week, but you know, we're here. We made it through.
Yeah, made it through. Got it. And I was working long hours this week, so I just been exhausted.
Yeah, that's right. You had to work like a human this week. Yeah, you had to be in at 11.
Yeah. Usually my job is pretty simple for like 8-9 hours I'm out, but like, you know, I've been doing like 10, 11. I'm like, ugh, my body take this. I've been like an old man. I get home, I just shower and go to sleep. It's really sad because usually I'll be up for a while and watch some weird movie. And not this time. The body's like, nah, you're done.
Yeah, I was talking to a coworker of mine about something similar to that. It's like it's just so weird, man. It's like nowadays, like I wake up at fucking 5 and 4 in the morning for just no reason. It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. So like I'm trying to force myself to go to bed early so I can get more sleep, but I'm in my heart I'm a night owl. I've always been a night owl, and it's like, and then it's like you and I don't get a chance to hang out that much anymore because, well, you know, you don't get off until, you know, 10, 11, and then you know, it's like it just sucks. It's like I don't know what the heck happened to me. Like just this year, it just like flipped on me.
It's freaking horrible. Like if I get home late, usually sometimes on a Friday, I'll go to bed late, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll be up doing stuff. But the next day, instead of like sleeping till like 12 or like 11:30, I'm up at like 8:30. I'm like, what the hell? Sometimes I'll do like 6 a.m. Why am I awake? Like I should be sleeping. I have like these weird moments where I'll sleep for like 4 hours, wake up, and then it's a total nightmare. I wish I could just sleep like I used to when I was a kid.
That's what sucks about Saturday, because I like to go to the Winchester and bust out some karaoke with our favorite buddy Ben. It just like I get home at 2 and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna be up in about 4 hours, so let's just Sunday's gonna be a rough day.
But I'm like, you know what, this point I'll just stay up. What else am I gonna do?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that kept me going, like staying up so late, I guess, you know, was the video games, man, because like that was what kept me going. I used to go to Walmart when it was used to be 24 hours. Middle of the night, like 12 or 1 o'clock, I'd go in, walk around, and go pick up a new video game and then play that for a couple hours. So
that's strange, because my thing used to be when I left the bar, Winchester, I did that a couple times. I would go to Walmart, and I need a game to play, and I'll play that like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I never played it again.
Oh, no, I always played them again. I just love doing that, and I miss those days. But since we are talking about video games, this is video game month. Last week, we did do our favorite video game movies. And I have to give out mad props. Jeff recovered because we got our weeks confused. But he stepped up and brought his A game up.
That's right. The show went on.
He thought we were doing this week's theme. But that's probably on me. I probably should have said something beforehand.
It's okay.
But this week we're gonna focus strictly on our favorite video games, and I kind of threw in like video game series as well, because there's a couple picks in here that it was really hard to say, hey, you know what, that one is the
best. I was gonna let you know that if you wanted to pick one game and it has like a certain amount of games, you can pick the whole series.
Because there were a couple I was like, I got to.
Yeah, because like you'll be like, yeah, I love the first game, but I love the second, and I like the third. You can't really choose, because they're all kind of like some have like a common story going through it too. So it's a little tougher, but I'll allow it. I will allow it.
Very cool. So you want to go ahead and start this off?
I'll go first. So my first game, like I said, these are not any kind of order, just kind of like games that I remember and was like just playing over and over again, especially with my brother, because my brother's like 3 years younger than me. So whatever game I'm playing or he's... And one of the games was a role-playing game I got from my Super Nintendo. And you probably never heard of this game, but this is a common theme on my list, is I have a lot of RPG games on here. Contrary to a lot of RPG games. And the first one is The Seventh Saga. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it. It's a cool little game. It's an RPG game. Starts off at one particular moment in time. You're like, you can play, it's almost like very gauntlet, kind of. Like you could choose like a barbarian. You could choose like a witch. It's like Diablo almost. You could choose like any of those guys. Maybe that's why I like Diablo. And you basically have to find this guy. He wants to take over the world. You end up fighting him, but then you, when you kill him, you end up going back in time and having to fight him again. It's the plot's kind of very long, sometimes really confusing and weird. But the game was really cool. Like, you do your same thing with to get your HP, go grinding for a while. And this was one of the first RPGs that I played, and that's why I put it on the list. So,
I think I sort of remember that it wasn't just like fantasy characters. Didn't you have like a robot or an alien you could choose from too?
Yes, yes, you had oddball characters in there also. Yes. That's very well done. I forgot about that. But yeah, you could choose a robot. It's like I said, it's really weird. It's one of the early RPG games. I guess they call it, I forgot what that they call that format, like flattening or something. But that was basically all the RPGs back then.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah.
And if you like the music in some of those games, especially Seven Saga, was really good. And it's just an early keyboard chord strings work in there. It's not really like anything super complicated. Not that I'm a musician that I would know that, but I'm just saying that it's not like more like the soundtracks of video games now to compare right.
Yeah, well, and they still, and back still, then it was still like 16-bit and everything for
everything. That's what I meant. 16-bit, thank you.
Actually, I had something similar. It's not on my list, but you kind of, when you talk about playing with your brother, me and my stepbrother, we used to do the Ikari Warriors.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Then because you had the red and you had the blue guy, and it was just a scrolling up game, and it was just, that was so much fun, and that's one of those late night video game sessions I will always remember. Is him and I, like till like 3 or 4 in the morning. Like my mom would pop out, like, "You guys still up? What's going on?"
Yeah.
And we got almost to the end, and it was this one board where there were like all these weird pipes going around, and one of us got caught up in a pipe we couldn't, because you can't go backwards in it. Once it scrolled down, you it was all forward. One of us got caught up in one of the piping that like blocked us in. We couldn't. There were no enemies around, so we couldn't respawn. Like, there was just nothing we could do. And like, this is at 4 in the morning. We're like, we just wasted the whole night because we were like dead set. We're going to beat this tonight. It took another, I think the next weekend we started over again, and we're like, okay, no, we're doing it now. Just watch that board, because that's going to screw us over.
It reminds me of a very eerily similar story. Like, me and my brother, we had a couple games like that, but one of the first ones that we were like, no, we're going to beat this shit tonight, no matter what, was Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, yes.
Ghosts and Goblins. And we tried so hard. We would trade off. We would keep going. We would get to the ending part. We could not beat that demon. No matter what we did, like, we could not. And now it seems so silly. You could just beat him in 2 seconds. But like back then, dude, we could not do it. It was infuriating. We were both mad. It was like 3:30 in the morning. Like, screw this. We never played it again. Thank God we redeemed ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So mine is I'm going back a bit. 1982, Activision game. Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to my roots. All right. Activision game, Pitfall.
Oh God.
To me, that was like, because back then there wasn't a lot of things going on in the games. It was a lot of repetition. And with Pitfall, it was, you didn't know what you were coming into on the board. You know, was it going to be of alligators, or just a rope, or, you know, you're gonna have to run into scorpions or snakes, or you had no idea. And then it was multi-leveled, and you could go back, you know, if you did, you know, I gotta go back. I messed up. I absolutely loved it. What the developer who did it was David Crane. He went on to actually like make some of the games, like he did like a big Simpson run. He did the Transformers Battle to Save the Earth. He did a lot.
Sonic games. The Transformers games are really good too.
Yeah, there were a few of them. I definitely dug. But yeah, but for me, like, Pitfall was just like the purest form of like video game. Really, it just so fun and so, you know, so simple. And it's one of those first games that when I got my first console, that it still lives in my head. Like, I still will like play a level in my head. You know,
big one for. We had Pitfall. We didn't play it that much. I think Pitfall 2 was the one that we played a lot more.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it was the multi-platform one. I remember being infuriated, like always getting caught in the quicksand. The quicksand was always a bitch part to get out of.
Because you didn't know where the edge was on those.
That's why you could jump and like you would miss it, and I would always miss it. Like, oh, I can never pass.
For me, it was the water that shrunk down and then opened up.
Oh, that I was pretty good at that. I had good timing, but the quicksand for me, like, the no good.
So yeah, definitely pitfall for me.
Excellent choice, though. Excellent choice. My next choice is also on a Super Nintendo, also a game that I played with my brother for long nights. And there was the original that came out for the Nintendo. Very good. The sequel was even better. And even nowadays, this game is still popular. Super Metroid.
Oh, yeah.
For the Super NES. Oh, man. Like the first one, I didn't play the first one too much. But it basically bleeds over to the second game where you're like, you're still fighting. Like Mother Brain is supposedly dead. The second game. You find out she's not dead. But in this game, we kind of introed the lore of Metroid like to a bigger place. Like what I mean by that is the first game primarily is against Mother Brain and getting to her, defeating her, and breaking the glass, she's dead. More characters like Ridley, the Mother Brain. Mother Brain actually becomes
kind of where like the storm of the better game when I
yes. jump out. And all their games, like one of the small villains is called Nightmare floating in Marvel. He's like it's a sight.
I gotta be honest. They never showed up missed out on, but on my handheld. So I've sort of played. I'm sure something else. I don't had my attention on video games. But I think wasn't that one of the ones that came with like a console. So I,
yeah,
it was probably that's usually how they hooked you.
That's how
they hooked you on a series was did it come with your console? Because you hey, it's a free game, and now you're hooked on a series.
This is how you know Jones and I are old. We remember that.
Well, they still do. You can still buy combo packs.
Yeah,
they
still have like you buy the system with the game. Yeah, they have that for PS5 now. You buy like and PS5 like is like $400 and but you know, some places are like $400 comes with a game and
yeah, that's you know that's they do that for Xbox. So I mean, it's you just got to buy the right packaging and usually what nowadays when I buy them I don't buy them with the CD-ROM. So I get them all downloaded. All right, so my next one, and this is, I could tell you the years, and I'm not joking, the years I spent playing this game, it was probably my first or second experience. No, my first experience was Counter-Strike. This is my second experience of online gaming, like with other people, and that is StarCraft.
Ooh, and okay.
I never was a big like strategy player, but you really had to do this. A friend of mine, Chris, I grew up with, went to high school. He loved games like that. Loved that. Loved Red Alert, like that kind of like the building. Got to build up your base, build up your army at the same time, and then like also try to get out and like destroy people. But yeah, I absolutely just fell in love with StarCraft. Even the sequel was really good, which is kind of like a miss when it comes to video games because sometimes the sequels are just. Mm-mm. No, don't need to do that. But like StarCraft, not only that, but they actually did like eight books, two amazing story articles, a board game. They had a big licensing, not as big as like not a Mario or you know anything of that nature, but they were really doing it. And yeah, it came from Blizzard, and I spoke about a Blizzard property last week.
Blizzard Studios makes great games, man. They always make good, always good games. I don't think I can name a Blizzard game that's been bad.
No, isn't what's the one game that you and I keep talking about meeting up on?
Is it Diablo?
Yeah,
Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo's a Blizzard as well. Yeah. That's how I got introduced to the first Diablo. Was I was a fan of StarCraft, sort of a fan of Warcraft because Warcraft evolved into a World of Warcraft. And then Diablo came out, and that's when I got hooked on Diablo, and I was like, yeah, because I was just a Blizzard guy for quite a while, but like I said, yeah, StarCraft for me was like I really delved into the online gaming because I mean you got to realize when this thing came out was 1998 was not a big there wasn't a big online presence at that point. Yes, we had internet, but it wasn't what we've got now. Yeah. I mean, it was still dial up, and oof.
ugly times. I never played the games, those games. I mean, I've heard of them. There is like a huge community of people who, you know, they're religious about those games and they build worlds and all that. Like I always seen it from a set. Like, I wish I could like them like that. I've never had, actually, because I had never really had like an online gaming person to game with. It's like once in a while I will. But like, I'm talking about like a true game. Like, hey, what time you get off work? We're going to be there for like, you know, meet up at 11, play for 4 hours. Okay, cool. And 4 hours turns into six. It's always is. But,
yeah, that's, but yeah, I guess that's what happened with me and my buddy Chris. Yeah, we would get together. We'd do an open room and then somebody would come in and we'd, you know, game away. Because in that one, it was, you really could only do, I think, three or four people because you have to have like your different areas. Sure.
I miss those times. I guess I'm going next. This is probably no secret. I guess if I got to. I'm going to choose one game in particular, but this is a series of games, and they are not only beloved. They've won. One of them, I think, has won Game of the Year. I think they, like, the first one they made won Game of the Year. Second one, I think, won Game of the Year too. The third one is actually the weakest of the series. Then you have the Origins one, which is really good, dude. It's the Batman Arkham series. I can't think of a, like, the weakest game to me in the series is Arkham Knight, and Arkham Knight is really good.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And everybody would say, like, oh, Arkham Origins was the worst one. I go, I would say Arkham Origins is the best one. Like, the story was, like, to me, a little tighter. You face way more bosses and, like, epic levels. Like, the first fight you fight is with Deathstroke, which is an insane fight. Like, if you go to YouTube, it's always, like, has, like, these huge likes and follows. Just that fight alone, because people have wanted to see that fight. We wanted to see it in live action. We're not going to get that. Maybe not for a while. But, like, the game does it on point, and it shows like the strengths of both Deathstroke and Batman. They're like, they're pretty equal. I mean, in the end, you can figure out who wins, you know, because you're playing the game. But like, every single game hasn't been bad. Like I said, Arkham Knight to me is the weakest of all the four games,
and that's, yeah, that's not even,
and that's saying something, because Arkham Knight was really good.
Yeah, no, I became a fan of those. Unfortunately, I never followed the right order because when I got introduced to them, I was like, it became kind of all over the place. But yeah, with those games, especially if you're a Batman sweaty, there are some deep cuts in that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was surprised they introduced Azrael, and I'm a huge Azrael mark when it comes to anything, you know, with him in it. And I was like, oh my God, they got Azrael. I'm granted it wasn't the right Azrael, but we'll forgive him.
Yeah.
Cause at that time that was the right one, but no. But yeah, what was the one that you and I were playing at around the same time? And it was just like the worst freaking driving mechanics.
Oh God, I
can't remember which one that was. You and I both were like, literally at the same time, we're like, dude, this is horrible. I don't want to drive.
It's like, and no, that's one of the weaknesses of the Arkham Knight game to me, is like too much Batmobile, man. Like, at first I was like, oh shit, this is great. But then after a while it just got old. Like, now I had to pass levels by Batmobile levels. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to do this. The Batmobile should be ancillary. It's just there. Like, you don't have to leave.
Well, that's
it,
why, that's why I kind of like, I don't know if you ever really got into it or not, but Gotham Knights, where
I,
you
finished
play
Gotham Knights.
Did you? Okay. Like, yeah. I love the fact that like the bat cycle was just that. Transportation. If you didn't feel like ziplining across,
well,
across
there
the,
is a side mission
one, but not, but it's not as centralized. It's not as like, no, you know, as up there as like the Batmobile was. And I get it. I mean, the Batmobile is a character in itself, so I mean, I understand the focus. But yeah, no, those were always so much fun. And you guys, especially if you were a fan of the Batman animated series, you got a lot of like, you know, nostalgia with that, because you had how many did Mark do?
He did three, and I think Kevin did three too.
Kevin did most of them too, didn't he?
He didn't do Origins though. That was Roger Smith. Yeah, somebody else.
But yeah, I mean, just the nostalgia factor of like you're taking those voices and what that persona in your head and like putting it into a different area.
That's another thing about the series also. Like the voice actors are insane, and they got like, they didn't chintz out. They got like top level talent.
Yep.
Like the Scarecrow, I forgot. Like he was voiced by the guy from Lord of the Rings. They had like a lot of like high price people, like not chintzy actors, like just big voices. It's a Batman game, man. It's like an event. But like I said, for a Batman sweaty like me, it had everything. Everything. The fights were like the fight and your buzz. You want a Batman Arkham game?
Yeah.
Because you literally beat that. And it's like literally there was one. There wasn't many of the. You know, kind of scenes you go into, but for me, one of the favorite ones I got is in Origins, where you have an option to bypass this room of cops. There's like 30 of them, and you're literally like walking on like the catwalk, looking down, And it gives you the option again. Do you want to pass them by? Every single time I go by that level, I drop down and I beat the living hell out of all those cops. And the way that he uses his cape, it's just, ugh. Like I said, the third one to me is the weakest, but like, I can see your point if you do like that game.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you like a lot of Batman. The Arkham series, sir.
All right. Well, my next one is a fighting game, and I usually don't like them that much. I mean, I've tried them all. Street Fighter, I was never a big fan of Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat, the first two, I really dug. But this one, it hit differently because it hit the nerd bone, like, full on. And me and a bunch of friends, we would get together and, like, basically have tournaments. With 1997 PlayStation. It's a fighting game. Characters from not only just Star Wars, but Star Wars Legends. You actually get to play as Mara Jade in the game.
I've never heard of this game.
You've never heard of it. Okay.
I have never heard of this game. So, I thought you were going to say the Force Unleashed. No, I was like, okay.
No, basically, the Emperor is seeking retaliation after destruction of the Death Star and recruits a mysterious Arden Lynn to battle in the art of the... I know I'm saying it wrong, but it's a Tarakassi and basically an unarmed combat discipline against leaders of the Rebel Alliance. So
how can I have never heard of this game? It makes me mad. I should lose my Star Wars sweaty card because I'm pretty good on Star Wars lore, but I have never heard of this game.
So basically you have Luke, Han, Leia, Chewie, Arden Lynn, Boba Fett. You get to play as a Tusken Raider. You get a Gamorrean guard, Vader, stormtroopers, get to play Leia in a bikini. of course, like I said, Mara Jade and Coda Cost are the characters you get to play. And like I said, it's your normal fighting game. They didn't break any ground in the fighting world other than the fact it was with Star Wars abilities, you know, and just some of them were just amazing. And if you've never, obviously you've never played them, man, go check out those gameplay. It's all Star Wars goodies. And like I said, it's Legends. So you get certain things in there. And, I absolutely love that game.
Oh, jealous.
Wow. I got you on something.
I really thought you were going to say The Force Unleashed, man. I was like, he's going to do Force Unleashed. You said this one. You threw me a curveball, man. Shit. Well, I guess if you're going to throw me a curveball, I'm going to throw you a curveball. And this game is, I would say, highly controversial. If you look online, you look at this game online, it'll show, like, let's just say there's very graphic sexual tones in this game. And there's, like, outright, you fight a giant monster made of shit who sings an opera song to you while you're fighting him. You know what I'm talking about. Conker's Bad Fur Day. Conker's Bad Fur Day. I think this was for the GameCube. I think it's one of the first games on the GameCube. Yeah. And the girl I was going out with at the time had this in her apartment. We used to hang out all the time, get stoned. That's what we did. And we played this freaking game. Maybe that's why it enhanced the experience so much. But it's trippy. It's dark. It's sexual. And it's just batshit weird. You literally play as this guy. He's like a creature, like a squirrel, Conker. And he's going through this entire world. And like I said, it is open, like very graphic in tone, in language, and just oddballity.
Nice. Yeah, definitely threw me for a loop on that one. I don't think I've heard that one.
Look it up. Conker's Bad Fur Day, dude. You will not be disappointed.
All right. This one's probably my newer game. Or I've got other newer games, but it's like so far. 2006. And I've mentioned this to you. I don't know if I've talked about it online or just like you and I just bullshitting about games, but it's the Godfather video game.
And
I'm a huge fan of the Godfather film series. Absolutely love it. What I loved about the video game is it takes place during the movies, but you're doing things that are happening off screen. So at the beginning of the movie, you know, the guy comes over to the Don and asks, you know, hey, can you help me? My daughter's been beaten up. You're the guy that goes and beats up the kids.
Oh, shit.
You're the guy that put the gun behind the toilet for Michael, you know, when he went to the Italian restaurant before he killed him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You do all the things that you don't see on screen. You drive the ambulance with the Don after he gets released from the hospital. like you do all these little things as trying to work your way into the family. It just, like I said, if you're a Godfather fan, it adds a second layer of like behind the scenes things. And it was absolutely fun. I think I was playing it on PlayStation 2, but yeah, I know it came out on Xbox and 360. And it's one of those games, like on my console, I keep waiting for to get rebooted or re-released, because I'm going to snap that up in a second.
I recall this game. And I think, wasn't the Scarface game released the same year, or was that like a year after?
I think so, yeah.
Is that the Scarface game is the one I bought, and it was not on the level of The Godfather, but really good.
Yeah.
Like basically taking place like the same story from the film, but like it takes place after he's sort of shot 300 times, which is weird. Like they show it in the game, like somehow like that never happened. He escaped and like they blew up his house, and basically he's starting from scratch. That's the part I remember, and kind of like Grand Theft Auto. He had a murder to get his way up. But I remember the Godfather game also. I played it a couple times, so it was kind of weird. Like how I had that, you know, it's like, oh shit, you like, it's not the movie, but it's the movie.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
If you watch the film, yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, I remember it. It's like, oh okay, so that's where the gun came from.
Yeah, like basically, that's yeah. I think that, yeah, I absolutely love that. And just they didn't have the actors and to do the voices, but they got the best they could. But the imaging of those characters were like spot on. So I'm just a Godfather mark anyway. So when that came out, I just wanted to play it. I was like, oh, it's a Godfather. Maybe it'll just be the movie. And when I discovered it was, no, you're actually moving the movie along behind the scenes. I was like, oh, okay, now this is it.
Yeah, I think that's a big time game eligible for a redo, overdue. So I guess I'm going next. One of my favorite game series of all time. I think I recently finished the second one a year ago. It's had like 6 games through various levels of the PlayStation. And recently, I think it was 2020, it won Game of the Year. God of War series.
Yes.
I mean, what can I say? I think somebody was quoted as like, God of War is the best game in the world to play after you had a bad date.
Oh, yeah.
You come home and you just rage out. You have a 6-pack or whatever. Maybe you're not drinking, but you will play that game and just straight up murder everything in your path. The character is dark as hell. His backstory, like what happened to him to make him snap, and like the things the gods put him through and what he does to the gods. Just pure violence. But at the core of it, a great story. Every single game, like the first game had a great story. Second game, a good story. Like the stories have all been good. In the middle of all this murder, the stories are leading to something, which I always love. I love that lore, Greek mythology, and the newer ones that went, of course, to Norway. I think they're going to release a newer one, like I think next year. It's going to be in Egypt this time. He's facing the Egyptian gods. I'm like, yeah, give me God of War going through all the pantheons of gods. I'm in.
It's taking the Assassin's Creed route.
yeah. Basically, yeah. Taking the Assassin's Creed route. Hey, it works for Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
So why not? But
yeah, I played the first two because when they came out, I was still a PlayStation guy. And I remember, mm-hmm. like, it was just like the first one definitely just like, what the hell is this? It's breaking ground. I mean, it was just so different. Second one still had me hooked. Took a break for a little bit, and then I lost my console, and then my new friends I was hanging out with, they were all Xbox guys, so I drifted over there so we could play online, you know, play Madden, and like they were all sports guys, so we got on and did all that. But yeah, no, I remember those first two God of War games. That's one of those. That and Spider-Man are like the two wish would do crossovers to Xbox, because that's like whenever it comes time for me to get a new console, I'm literally on the fence of like, I want to play, because I used to play the Spider-Man game all the time. Like that's something me and my son grew up on. Like he used to play it. I used to hop on, help him out hard levels, and I've watched that Spider-Man game progress. And it's same thing, God of War. I've watched that game progress, and I always sit there. I'm like, okay, it's new console time. What do I want to get? And because I have such a library on on Xbox, I'm like, I got to stay here.
It's too bad, man. There's a lot of games you're missing out. Those Spider-Man games, even the old ones, the newer ones, are just as good. I can't wait for the third one. Oh, so fucking
now, I heard through the grapevine, I guess there are some games might be coming over because of the stream deal that.
I heard that as well. I really hope so. That's true because, man, you are gonna experience so many newer games, especially in that platform.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, just getting into do Spider-Man again. I think I got up to like Spider-Man number 3, and it was just getting like graphically amazing looking, and then I just continued to watch it from the background. I'm like, oh, that looks so good.
Play the newer ones, man. They're so good too. Yeah. I mean, they totally stole like the Arkham mechanics as far as the fighting goes. I mean, it's true, but it's fine. It's fine. It works for Spider-Man. It's like if you play those Batman Arkham games, your transition into Spider-Man games are just very smooth because it's like literally the same controllers. What you got next there, sir?
This one is going back to Sega, 1993. And I just have a reminiscent about this game. Never played it with anybody. Got it for myself. And I used to play like this game when I late at night on Saturday nights after Saturday Night Live got off the air and I finished watching Benny Hill. you know the Saturday night schedule I'm talking about, sir.
Look, I will neither confirm nor deny that was not the same TV schedule I had.
So this game, like I said, and this one's a fighting game. Like I said, I'm not a big fighting game guy, but this one really caught me. It was called Eternal Champions.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's in the same vein as, you know, Street Fighter, as Mortal Kombat. But basically, this sort of like took time traveling and like picked fighters from across the time zone or timeline. You know, you had a guy from like 2035 or 2030 who's like a Syrian bounty hunter. Then you had a member of the Russian aristocracy from 1899. You had an old Chicago, like detective-looking guy that walked around like with the trench coat.
Yeah, didn't he have a suit on? Didn't that guy have a suit on, like an Tommy gun or something? Yeah.
Then you had like a vampire mutant. I mean, you just had these different things. It wasn't like kind of the same fighter-esque. Everybody was from a different time, and they had different abilities. And it was so much fun. And the boards were big, you weren't just like stuck into this one area. Granted, Mortal Kombat started like when they did finishers, they could kind of go around, but you could go to different levels on the fighting, you know, the fighting arenas. And I absolutely just thought it was so much fun. And I just was so disappointed. Like nobody heard about it later when I was talking to people about it because I forgot the name. And I'm like, hey, does anybody know this? And they're like, what? No, never heard of it. And I'm like, oh, it was one of those ones. I don't think it was even connected to it, to be honest. Oh. But
I just remember those games always had wacky looking characters. They were very strange, like this weird Asian guy. I think it was a lizard dude, and
yeah, you almost had a saber tooth looking guy on there as well.
Yeah, it's like the concepts were like really weird. Like even I was like, what is that? Like okay, I'll play as this weird like tiger thing, and then you had the gangster guy. But good game though.
Oh, yeah.
Good game. Like, I liked it. It was entertaining. It was fun. But like, I always thought the characters were very weird. Like, yeah, this is what, you know, Double Dragon and all those games would look like. But like, you know, fighting. Kind of fun. All right, hold on. I just close up with that. Okay. My next game is also for the Sega Genesis. It's a game that I played with my brother over and over again. And I broke the controller many times for this game. No, I think I went through 4 controllers because he would always beat me. NHL. On fucking Sega Genesis. Any year, like the whole series before it went to like, you know, PlayStation and then they changed the way it was. Like, I missed the older version, but because it was like easy to follow. Like, you could see the whole rink and all that. But just fun times. Like, I was pretty good at that game. Like, I would always beat my older brother, but my younger brother used to just destroy all of us. And there was always fighting going on. It's just like, and it's a conversation piece too. If you ever watch the movie Swingers, they're playing NHL, yeah, literally. On that and getting into fights about it. I think they're doing like the Blackhawks and the Kings because I remember that. But like this game, it's just like the experiences you go through. And the gameplay is really simple. There's nothing hard about it. You know, just, you know, try to score as many goals as you can. But like along the way, you get into fights. And for a hockey guy like me, it was always fun.
Yeah, there were a couple hockey games I got into. I mean, being from, you know, down here, we're not exposed to hockey. But yeah, there were a few like I actually enjoyed, and I'm sure there was part of that series.
Yeah, always fun. Always fun. What you got next there, sir?
I'm going back again. Back to my Utes. Oh. Back to Utes. 1982, a shoot 'em video game. And this was a little different. It was sort of like Ikari Warriors in the fact that the scrolling was went down compared to like most of the games at that time were side scrollers. This was an up and down scroller. Do you remember the game River Raid? It was basically like Spy Hunter, but you were in a jet flying over a river and you had like boats and islands and things you had to go around. I mean, it and Spy Hunter could have been like they're twins.
Oh, such a good game.
But River Raid was on the Atari. I went all in. I mean, again, I was 82, so what, I was like 8, and I had my motorcycle helmet on as I was playing it, so I got that jet fighter feel. Yeah, no, it's it was just so simplistic. It just the game, and it was fond memory for me.
Oh, if it's anything like Spy Hunter, then I'll like it. I love Spy Hunter. I never really heard of this game. Again, I've never heard of River Dash or
River Raid. River.
I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up on some YouTube.
I think this came out before Spy Hunter because I think Spy Hunter was like 84, 85.
But I thought I thought it was newer. Older.
Older.
I thought Spy Hunter was 80. I thought Spy Hunter was 80, 81. Look that up.
Looking it up.
Yeah, that's. I thought Spy Hunter was. I didn't think it was that late. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
Oh no, you go right ahead. I'll look it up. You go ahead with your next one.
Okay. I'm gonna go with my next one. I think it's my last one. And they had a series of games that go back to the PC. And I think Mike mentioned it already. So I'm gonna outright going to mention it myself and choose one of my picks, and that's the Diablo series.
Yes.
You've talked about this endlessly. I am playing Diablo 3 right now, and I'm stuck at a part that I have not got out of in a year. A year, and this is serious, and I need to get back on there. But I love Diablo, per se, fighting somebody else. Nothing wrong with it. You can... But...
Spy Hunter was 1980.
Okay, so maybe...
I just so you know, yeah. It's like, let me go with a different... I can't even get back.
Oh,
I'm walking somebody someplace, and like I run into a... I turn a corner and literally there's fucking 20 demons running at me. I'm like, fuck is this?
I don't know what's wrong with this game. Like in the past games, I was really good against the demons. This game, the demons are a lot harder.
Oh man, he just tore me up.
They swarm. They freaking I'm good. I got it. Like, and there's like I killed 20 and there's like 40 more. I'm like, where are they coming from?
I'm still a level 1 and I'm having to deal with 20 of them, and they're not fighting as if they were level 1 demons. They're fighting like they're level 10s. I'm like, You son of a bitch. What?
I need to kill this demon.
I tried. That's what I was thought. I was like, let me go in. Like, let me go in with a different character. And tried to do it like 3 times. I'm like, yeah, okay, let me go back to my, Tom Clancy game. I need to go shoot some people. Well, since we're at the end, I guess I'm going to go out with probably one of the biggest game series probably in the last decade or two, and probably from one of the biggest game developers in the last 20 years, and that's Grand Theft Auto. Rockstar pumps out some games, all right, because not only do you have
that's their baby, that's bread and butter,
but then you throw in Red Dead Redemption, you know, that's a whole nother level. There are still people playing Red Dead 2 to this day, and if you go on TikTok, the guy that voices Arthur is actually on there voicing Arthur but doing it in a funnier way. But Grand Theft Auto, it didn't follow the same person. I mean, I understand like when it first rolled out, it was like an over the city kind of thing and you're going around doing things. But then as it got better and better, I think 3 is the breaking point where you got more of that third person kind of thing. And then like every time it came out, there was something different about it. Mm. You know, you got your 80s nostalgia with Liberty City.
Love Liberty City.
I mean, just the soundtracks on these games are ridiculous. I mean, just you can't go wrong with them.
Vice City is another good one.
Vice City that's what I meant. Vice City. Liberty City was the handheld version.
Now, wasn't Liberty City the first one? It just wasn't named Liberty City?
I think so, but there is a handheld version of, and it's called Liberty City. And then you get What's the one that's taking place in the ghetto?
That's San Andreas.
San Andreas. Yeah, that one. I absolutely love that one. And then, because I mean, a lot of times they try to like make it look like the cities are trying to be. And they'll
have they get as close as they can. But you could tell some landmarks are in there. But hey, it's. I mean, those games are just fun. Like my daughter, like I bought. What was the last one? Five Grand Theft Auto Four or five? I think it was probably four.
Yeah, five. You know, five because they're just getting ready. They're supposed to be releasing six next year.
I heard. Yeah, and my daughter's all over. She's like, make sure you buy me a PS5 because she loves Grand Theft Auto. She took the last one I had. I was like a level 30. She's like a level 132 now. It's disgusting. I see her just robbing people, shooting. Like, how'd you get the Batmobile? How'd you get that helicopter? She's way over me. But yeah, those games are just like, that's like, I mean, Grand Theft Auto, a name alone, that's going to generate income for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was telling people, like the minute those pre-sales go on for Grand Theft Auto, the whole PlayStation store is going to crash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. Because you can't even imagine the pre-orders for that game.
Yeah,
everybody's been looking forward to that game for so long. Like when the trailer dropped, was it last year? People were going insane. Like, oh, is this real? Like, mm-hmm. It's not out yet. But like, dude, it looks so good.
Yeah, on par with like Final Fantasy. This is probably one of the longest running like series of the same kind of game. I mean, we're talking 30 years. Like that was 1997. The first one came out. So we're getting ready to creep up on 30 years. Like the only other game series I can think of that is on par with that, like I said, is the Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, Final Fantasy's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to like the really bad graphics Final Fantasy ones. But yeah, no, it's and like I said, you've got your main games, but then you also like you had like Liberty City Stories, you had Vice City Stories, you had these small like handheld versions of them where you can kind of continue with the story a little bit. But yeah, it's just so much fun. I mean, you do crime or you choose not to. I think the last one was really fun because you had three characters that you could kind of bounce back and forth from, and you kind of continue the story and grow the story from that.
Yeah, like I said, and they all had like nice little plot lines going into all of them. Like, this particular story. So if you wanted to follow the main story, you can go on the mid side missions. Main story, I was like, that's what I'm going on. Six is going to do. Like, what?
Now, God, like I said, 30 Easter eggs in there. You know, San Andreas riding by. Like, you go to the cul-de-sac, are them. And you see their ones. They just do a lot of what they want. Huge strides in open. Now I'm playing the, that's not Borderlands. Sorry, it's the other one. And you're literally on an island that has multiple islands around it, and you can fly a helicopter from point A to point B across the whole island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's massive. Yeah, it's massive. And I'm like, man, if they could do this with Grand Theft Auto, this would just it would just knock it out of the park. Because like a lot of companies have taken their idea and just expanded on it. What they need to do is bring everything back and go, okay, we see what people have done with the seed that we planted. We're going to steal from them now.
I can't wait. Cannot wait, sir.
So yeah. So guys, that is our favorite games. They may not be, your favorite game. I do apologize. But that's just how it is. We all have our experiences. That's why a lot of these may not have been great games, but they meant something to me and meant something to Jeff, growing up. So, if you guys find it and you get on our website or on Facebook, tell us which games you guys like better than River Raid.
I never even heard of River Raid.
Exactly.
Today.
That's right.
always educating, sir.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you next week. And I hope you guys have a good week.
See ya.